All right. Put out there, man.
When legendary bluesman John Lee Hooker died on June 21, 2001, he was working on music for what would be his last recording, Face to Face. Madman Blues is one of the tunes on that album.
I done told you once, told you twice. Next time I tell you, gonna let you down. Got a madman blues. Got a madman blues. Got a madman blues. Man, don't you know, don't you know.
Hooker's daughter produced that album after his death. Another album of previously unreleased recordings by John Lee Hooker from 1949 is just out. Joining us to talk about John Lee Hooker's music and his legacy is his daughter, Zakiya, a blues artist in her own right. Welcome.
Why, thank you for having me, and hello to you.
There's a new set of your father's songs called Jack O' Diamonds. It's just been released to the public. These songs were recorded in 1949, not long after you were born.
I'm telling you.
Had you heard this music before?
I had not heard it before. I mean, when I first heard that, it was like, oh my God. And when I heard his voice, it was just like, I mean, I was, all I could do, this big smile came on my face because I remember his voice sounding like that.
Well, chimes all in my mouth, we're in the middle of the night.
The music is nothing but my dad, his guitar, and his foot. That's it. And it took place in the attic of a gentleman's home named Gene Deitch. And for those of you who are, you know, young enough to remember, a cartoon character called Tom Terrific. He's the gentleman who did Tom Terrific. But he recorded my dad at a house party in his attic. And he recorded it on what's called paper tape. Paper. And that tape was out of commission for over 50 years. I think that's the beauty of it, is just the vintage sound that you get. As it's playing, you can hear cars in the background. You hear people talking, people laughing. And, you know, I think that adds to the mood. It's like you're there with them.
No man can number alone be in the air.
Tell me about growing up with a famous blues musician as a dad.
Well, when growing up, I didn't look at him as the famous blues artist. I looked at him as my daddy, and that was it. I was always a daddy's girl. I know what I was. And I used to love to listen to the music. I used to love the people that came through the house. It was just so exciting. The music was just in you.
Did he encourage you to go into music?
Well, I always have a story that I like to tell. When we were coming up as children, I wanted a piano. But my brother, he wanted a piano. So my father bought him a piano. And he brought me a sewing machine.
Not so subtle message.
Not so subtle there. And so, of course, I learned to sew. You know, if they give you lemons, make lemonade. If they give you a sewing machine, learn to sew. So I learned to sew, and very well. But that was just, you know, as we were children. But as when I grew into adulthood and he realized that this is what I wanted to do, there was a little bit of resistance because he had had both of my brothers in the music industry with him. And it had been a dismal failure, really. And he was just kind of disillusioned, and he knew that it was a hard industry, and I think that his thing was that this is no place for a woman to be, especially his daughter. And so one day we went to his house in Redwood City, myself and my husband Olin. And so Olin says, John, I need to talk to you. And so he said, we need to take a walk and we need to talk. So they walked to the corner, and they turned around and they came back. I still don't know what was said in that conversation.
Neither one would tell you.
Oh, neither one would tell me. And but after that, I mean, he was on the bandwagon, and that's how it was.
That album, Face to Face, was the last music your father recorded. Well, let's talk about some of the songs you either wrote or sang with your father for the CD. Let's listen to Mean, Mean World.
Make it funky.
Now, you wrote this song, I understand, and under very sad circumstances?
Yes. What happened, back in 91, I lost my youngest son in a car accident. Well, we had been working on this song, my husband and myself, and we were progressing on the song. We were, you know, moving along. And then when my son died, I really didn't have the ability to move beyond it. I was just stuck there. I mean, I would have preferred to have just, I'm ready to go. I mean, that's the worst thing that could ever happen to a parent is to lose a child. You expect your parents to go, but you never expect your children to go before you do. And so I had just pretty much said, well, I don't want to go in the studio. I just want to, you know, I don't want to do anything. And so my husband, Olin, went over and he spoke with my dad. And so they got together and they took me back into the studio. And this was the first song that I did once we got back into the studio. And I mean, that's the way I felt at that point, that this was a mean world.
Well, well, mean, mean.
You were working on the song when the accident happened. Did it change, though, afterwards? Did you change the words? Did the music change?
It was just almost a magical thing. There were no written words. Not really. Whenever I do a song with my father, there are never really any written words. I have to do like he does. I have to go in and I have to deal with the song itself and the meaning of the song and do the words. Working with my father is a pretty different kind of thing. You're on the fly. You're really on the fly with him.
Is there some song that your father liked hearing you sing that you might sing for us now?
He liked a song called Drowning. I think, you know, my father loved the love song, and he loved the ballad, and he just loved the... My father was a romantic. He truly was. And I think he liked this song because it talked about love.
So would you be so kind as to...
Do you want me to do the whole song or just some
just
of the song?
A little bit.
Okay, it starts out. Caught drowning in your love. Never want to swim above. If my teardrops settle down, I would never come around. I just drown, drown in your love.
That's very nice. Thank you.
You are welcome.
Zakiya Hooker, daughter of blues legend John Lee Hooker. To hear music from John Lee Hooker's last studio album, go to our website, npr.org. This is All Things Considered. From NPR News, I'm Jennifer Ludden.